and welcome to Talk Toy to Me, a toy nostalgia podcast. My name is Alex. I'm here with my co-host Ben.
Hello there, everybody.
And we're here to talk some, quiz some toy really today.
Yeah. The show is called Talk Toy to Me. We floated Quiz Toy Me.
Quiz Toy Me. Quiz Me.
Toy Quiz Me. We decided, Talk Toy to Me. It was either that or the POA Boys, which was the one.
I still like the POA Boys, but...
The P Boys. Toy Boys was another one.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Alex?
Right? I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I wanted to do an episode of the podcast, though. I was like, I honestly was this close to being like, Alex, I'm so tired. But I'm like, no, you know what? No, we don't do this often, and I want to talk.
It's nice to talk.
Isn't yeah, it?
Yeah,
absolutely. And I don't see Alex that often. Have you got new glasses, by the way?
Yes, I have.
I thought you did.
Yeah,
I was. He was sitting just before we started recording. I was like, "He's got new glasses."
Yes.
Yeah. No, they're lovely.
Why? Thank you.
I wish you all could see, but you can't because this is an audio based.
Although they are already broken.
Oh really?
Yeah, what? Just there.
Oh what? Oh yeah.
I know. They're like,
what did you do?
No, within a day of me getting them. But it's been this long. It doesn't matter. But
well, I don't know. I
still haven't got it sorted.
Talk. Specs to me.
Yeah.
Not a very good spin-off.
But never mind glasses. Have you been buying any toys?
Do you want me to go first? Or
yeah, go for it. You go first.
All right, because I haven't actually told you about this.
Oh.
So I've been talking to... This is really funny. I actually don't know this guy's name. I realize
you've been talking to him.
I've been talking to a stranger. So on Instagram, I've been chatting to a guy who runs the shop Strange Apparitions, which is a comic shop near Spalding.
Oh, okay.
And in a garden centre.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which when you think of that, I was like, what? Garden centre? Like, I associate, when I think of garden centres, I think of, like, the Fakenham garden centre that my mum used to take me to.
Yeah.
Or even the ones around here. And they're not awful. It's just that, where would you put a comic shop? But, I was chatting to him on Instagram. Honestly, what's really funny? And he listens to the show, so I feel terrible at this. I have never actually asked your name, sir. I just know you as the Strange Apparitions guy. And it's so awkward because we literally, as I say, we met and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was lovely and it was great to talk to him, but I just can't. I've never asked your name. And that is weird. And I don't know why I never did that, so I apologize. But he listens to the show.
Hello.
And we were talking, and I was looking, because the person who turned me on to it was Jake, who is Son of a Creature Man, another friend of mine. He just said, have you been to this shop? And I was like, no. And he sent me the Instagram account. I looked through the photographs, and I was like, wow. This guy has done a really good job with making a really cool, it's a really cool shop. So it's weird when you hear like, oh, a comic shop in a garden centre or something like that, but it's really good.
Yeah.
I don't really know how to explain it. It's not like it's just tat. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't strike me as someone who's starting out, because I think he's my age. It doesn't strike me as someone who's just starting out. It strikes me as someone who's, well, I spoke to him about it. He said he wanted a store that he would buy shopping himself.
Yeah.
And I could really tell because I wanted a shop in it. I was blown away when I got there. Really cool stuff. And there's a really nice record shop there as well that you go through, and then it's hang on, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Basically, you go to this,
it's Baytree. So you go to the garden centre there, and it's like a proper garden centre when you go in. You go through these automatic doors, and then there's like another little building.
Right.
And in that little building is a bunch of other stuff, but there's a record shop you go through, and then at the end of the record shop is Strange Apparitions.
Okay.
But I was saying to Karina, would you like to do that? And she was like, yeah, I would, actually. And we had a really nice day out. We just went to... So I tell you what, the Baytree Garden Centre is lovely. We went there, we had some food at the little cafe, because I was starving, and I was like, I need to eat before I meet this guy, and also go shopping. And so we had that, had some nice food, and there was an owl sanctuary. We were going to go in there.
Oh, nice.
we couldn't have... We didn't in the end. We were saving for another time.
Yes.
But there was just... And an antique... place as well. There's a whole bunch of things.
Wow.
It's like a shopping centre, but it's a garden centre. Anyway, the goal was, well, I want to have a nice day out, but also the goal was I want to go to this comic shop because I keep seeing cool stuff and I want to have a peruse. Also, I had a conversation with the guy about stuff I may want, and obviously him being a listener of the show, knows that I'm after Batman, the animated series, Kenner toys. So he sent a photograph of something to me and was wondering if I'd be interested. And after he told me how much he was going to sell it for, I was very much interested.
Okay.
So anyway, I got there, had a nice chat with him. Lovely guy. I had some comics I wanted to get rid of as well. I thought maybe he might want them. Took a pile of them off me. Left me with some, but that's fine. I've got rid of them now. Yep. So I've done a, you know, seen if I could trade it, do a trade-in value of some stuff. Had a look, and there's some really cool comics there as well. Like, this is what I mean. It was a good backlog of stuff.
For you.
Yeah, right. It absolutely was.
Yeah.
So I and yeah, we'll probably get him on the show at some point because he's just he seems to be really into. Well, he's just into the same stuff as me, just chatting about stuff and all that. Wants to talk about Jack Kirby. I'd be up for talking about Jack Kirby, but this is a toy podcast. But you know, some comics there. There's Fantastic Fours I wanted to get. That was in there. I bought, I think, an issue of the Akira comic. Well, a graphic novel that I won't talk about. Anyway, that's all comics. We're here to talk about toys. I'll talk about the thing that I actually bought, the big thing that I bought. Basically, it was my Toy Fair pocket money.
Oh, okay.
So I'll go and get it. It's in the cupboard. I got this! So, what I have here is the Kenner Batman animated series Batcave Command Center. I can't remember what it's called. I was going to say Wayne Manor, and it is Wayne Manor, but it's actually the command center. Now, he gave me a really good price for this. Apparently, it was just on. It'd been sitting there for a year.
Really?
I was like, well, I mean, I'd definitely take it because I do not come across these.
No.
Like, and it's in its box.
Yeah.
It's not in the best condition, but that's not a problem.
It's not in the worst condition.
No, right? You can still make out what it is, and I ummed and ahed about getting this anyway. Because it doesn't have any artwork on it.
No.
But yeah, he had it in his box. And it didn't come with the Bruce Wayne figure, unfortunately. But I've seen that figure around loose quite a lot.
Well, so they just released that on its own, didn't they?
Yeah. That's what I mean. So it's loose quite a lot. Yeah. So I could probably probably find that and put it in the box if I'm that bothered to complete it.
Yeah.
So I would open it up for you to look at.
Yeah,
but it was kind of a bit of a chore to get it in the box.
No, you're fine.
But you can sort of see it's all complete apart from the Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
And I'll just
no, don't cheap. Pull it out. If it's
okay. I'll move a bit. There you go. So you can see that it is like a plastic.
It looks perfect.
Yeah, yeah. It's very good. I'm very happy that I got that. It was worth the trip.
And to be fair, whilst it doesn't have the artwork, it's worth it just for the line art on the back.
Absolutely,
the line art of the actual.
Yeah, it's back in the day where it's like one of those things where it's just clearly a box, and I think they've got like
a cardboard box with minimal cut, like two color printing, two color tone
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, just the red and the black printing.
Mm.
But yeah, they're a lovely, amazing line art.
Yeah, fantastic. I was really. Yeah, really happy to have that. That's the main reason I went all the way to Bay Tree for it. But it was nice. We had a nice day trip, and I was able to get myself a Batcave as well. So I'm very, very happy with it. And then I looked up.
Are you sure? I don't think it came. It says figures and vehicles sold separately.
I'm sure that this is supposed to come with it.
I don't know, because it's on there with all the other figures, and the same up here with the other figures.
I could have sworn it said something like that. I swear.
Like, I can't see. I mean, I'm not an expert. Look. Figure and vehicle sold separately.
Batman, Bruce Wayne chamber. Bruce Wayne enters and changes into. I suppose maybe I didn't. Maybe I made.
Like, the same
maybe
as,
I misread it.
So was that Breakaway Skylights? Batman.
Yeah, maybe.
Criminals.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I misread it.
Yeah, I don't. I think there's nothing on there. That
but either way,
comes, but I, but I, not in which case it's complete.
Yeah, which and like I said, it doesn't matter because you know what is amazing about this is having the Batcave Commander Center playset. Because it's just so hard to get hold of.
Yeah.
I never had that as a kid. I never saw it as a kid. I didn't even know it existed until I was an adult.
Yeah.
So, and I would have loved that. I had no idea. What's really funny, though, and I'm sure you know this already, Alex, but for those of you who don't know, this mould was, because it's Kenner, was reused in every iteration of Batman they did.
Oh, yes, I can quite believe
that. Yeah, you can believe that, right?
Actually, hang on. Show me the line art on the back again.
Yeah.
Sorry, I know this.
No, it's all right.
It's going to sound odd. And I don't know, I'm not an expert. But that's the Axis Chemical Factory, isn't it?
What? Oh, from what?
From the first Batman.
From the first Batman. Yeah, like, probably. Look, it's probably... Oh, so you're thinking they're reusing even a Toy Biz thing? Because isn't that Toy Biz?
I don't know. Well, did they release it in the Dark Knight range?
Oh, I have no idea.
But that... Because that looks... With that... With the tanks and
quite
the,
possibly.
And the
all I know is
there.
This bit here, the first bit which has the Batcave.
Because it says breakaway catwalk. So
maybe then.
I wonder.
Well, so all I know is at least I bet it's gotta be though, right? Because all I know is at least this bit here, the Batcave and the Wayne Manor was used in every single iteration that Kenner did of Batman.
Amazing.
So they used it for the animated series, they used it for Batman Returns, they used it for Batman Forever, and they used it again for Batman and Robin. And all they did was take... So you'd have the back computer, and all they would do is just change the stickers. Well, obviously different colours, paints and stuff, but they would change the stickers. Because as you can see on this one, you've got all the Batman animated series like stickers and stuff like that. But they'd just change it. So it's like, oh, here's Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mr. Freeze, and here's Poison Ivy, and all that stuff. I'm very chuffed to have it. It's something I never thought I would own, because this thing seems to go for 500 plus online. And I paid nowhere near that.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, man. It's really
so nice.
It was a really good deal. I had a really good time. I got some cool stuff as well while I was there. I'm desperate to go back. He's got some really cool stuff. Comic book stuff. So I won't go on about it. But yeah, some comics that I was looking at as well. Some stuff with the Jack Kirby Collector magazine. And like I said, some Fantastic Fours that I'd like to buy and stuff. And I just want to have a look through all the boxes. He said I could take a look, so I'm digging it. So I might do that.
Oh, I can't stop looking at that box, man.
Yeah. The main reason I got it as well is because this was my money from the toy fair.
Yeah.
And I hadn't touched it. I'd not touched it, so I was like, you know what? I'm gonna treat myself, and I'm gonna go. And this was quite a while ago now, because I haven't actually seen you in a while. So
no.
I bought this quite a while ago. I think about a month ago now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But that's what I did recently. Well, I say recently, about a month ago. And that's what I bought. But that's all I'm going to talk about.
Yeah.
There's probably other stuff I can talk about, but not. But for now, that's it. What about you? You bought anything?
So the only thing that I have bought recently, which is a little bit dull and a little bit obvious, but so I bought some... I wish I bought them. I should have brought them with me to show you.
That's always the way, Alex.
I know. Sorry. Some 3¾-inch Doctor Who figures that came out in the 80s by a company called Daypol.
Okay.
And I was recently on a Doctor Who podcast, and you have to pick four items of like something from Doctor Who that you like or something like that. And then you talk about it. And I picked the 3¾-inch Sylvester McCoy figure because it was the first time there was a figure of the Doctor, other than the like Mego style ones from the 70s, but like when I was into Doctor Who and watching it, so but they come on really 80s looking cards, and I managed to pick up two carded a Cyberman and a Tom Baker Fourth Doctor.
Amazing!
I think it cost me like £16 in total. So
that's really good.
Yeah, it was really good. Really the Cyberman,
these are like, what vin? These are vintage.
Yeah.
As if that's very good.
So this Tom Baker's still completely sealed on the. He's in the bubble on the card. Cyberman had someone's cut the bottom of the bubble to open out to take Cyberman.
Yeah, you might
like,
be able
like
to,
your alien.
Yeah, figure. Yeah. You'd probably be able to make. You probably don't notice.
No. And you can just put a little bit of tape on it. It's fine.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so just because I was on a bit of a nostalgia kick for them after that, and I, you know, as you did when we discussed Skeleton Warriors on the podcast, when you end up looking up something, and you're like,
oh, man.
Oh, that's such a good price. I might just put a sneaky little bid on.
I can't remember if I mentioned on the show. I think I must have mentioned it on
I
the show.
I think you did.
Where I bought, because of that episode, I didn't even buy a toy. I just bought the promotional poster, which because the promotional poster is legit cool.
Oh, so nice, isn't it?
I'm not too bothered about getting any Skeleton Warriors. I know they're kind of like they're cool figures, but I mean, like, I can't collect other things. I'm not that bothered. In fact, I've got one I think I'm trying to sell, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm not too fussed, but that poster, the painting and everything like that, I was like, you know, I got it. Why not? It was so cheap to get a poster, so. But yeah.
Nice. Cool. But so, yeah, so that's all I've been buying recently. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Classic.
It's just that, yeah.
Classic. Yeah,
it's just that thing of when you do put a little bid on it, you're like, oh, it's so cheap, I'm going to put a silly bid on because it's not going to go for that and I won't get it, but I'll be silly not to, because if it does go for that, I'd be mad to not get it.
I did that recently with something, but I'll talk about that on another time,
okay.
Another episode, but I also recently did that. I suppose that's not recent either. Again, I haven't seen Alex in ages, so I mean, like, I bid on this quite a while ago.
We'll
talk about it next episode, I think. But yeah, cool.
Nice.
Well, do you want to? Shall we commence?
The quiz.
The quiz.
I believe, what was it? 3 you got last time.
Oh, I can't remember. This is the second quiz of the year, but the first quiz it was a shambles. So I did terrible.
Well, and the thing is, and I say this every time. We call it a quiz. What it is obscure toy facts that I put in a quiz format and make you guess.
Mm-hmm. So he's looked them up. He knows, you know. Or do you think this is things that you just generally know? Or do you do a bit of Googling, Alex, when you do this?
Oh, I do some Googling. Yeah, all right. There's bits and pieces. So there's ones where I'm like, oh, I think that would make a good question.
Sure, of course.
And others where I'm like, I'm looking for questions and I'll maybe go, oh, hang on, let me look up. I can say this because it's not in the quiz. Like, hang on, let me look up Stretch Armstrong.
Yes.
Like, I fancy doing a question on Stretch Armstrong. Let's have a look at some Stretch Armstrong facts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there we go. That'd work as a question. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
So that's sort of the format that I go for.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I normally like to try and theme them vaguely so they're all sort of at least on a rough theme. But this one is a proper grab bag of... Who knows?
That sounds good. I like this. It could be, could call it a grab bag quiz.
Yeah, grab bag quiz.
I won't, because we already have a theme going with our quizzes. But, you know, it's subtitle is grab bag quiz.
Yeah.
I like that, man. We should use the grab bag as some sort of title for something else or something.
Okay, we'll do that. Actually, I'm sure we could come up with a format for grab bag.
Yeah, right.
All
right.
Yeah,
cool.
We saw... just...
Peek behind the curtain, everybody. Sorry, go on.
You can cut this out of the podcast. As a podcast I listen to says, oh, a little peek up the wizard's sleeve. Which,
Jesus Christ. I think that could stay. Just explain it. Please, you don't have to explain it to little ones. I probably wouldn't recommend it. What podcast is this?
Oh, it's Tales of the Unexpected podcast.
You're disgusting.
To be fair, I might actually talk to Chris, who does that, because
get him on. We'd love it.
Yeah. He seems like he also does one that I listen to called the Florida Man podcast.
I have been.
Where they just go through Florida Man stories.
Florida Man. Oh, of course, yes. I know what you're talking about. That sounds fun. I've been getting in touch with a bunch of people recently about being on the show, so expect to see them soon. Some really cool people. I was like, oh yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so anyway.
Cool.
Go for it. Throw at me.
So, question number one. There is a book. And the thing is, though, this might be. Sorry. Like, it's one of those things of, if you happen to know it, it's going to be like, well, I don't even need the options for this one.
Right.
So, there is a.
A Florida man.
No, yeah. There is a board game called Escalado. But
right.
What's it about? Is it about building a city, horse racing, or gladiatorial combat?
What's it called again?
Escalado.
Escalado. Building, horse racing. What's the last one?
Gladiatorial combat.
I'm going to say horse racing.
It is horse racing.
Right, yeah. I don't know why. Sorry, guys. I didn't wait for you. I apologize. I was like, I'm going to go for it. Why did I think it was?
I don't know, but good call.
I think it's because out of the three, I mean, it's probably because I was meta gaming in some way, or meta questioning, meta answering, I should say, because of the fact that you said the three things, and I was thinking there's plenty of games where you're sort of building things.
Yeah,
I would say gladiatorial combat seemed a bit too obvious, so I was like, let's go horse racing. How weird! Have you heard of it before?
No.
Wow.
No, I found that one. That's also how I sort of do the quiz. I was looking up some stuff today and I saw that. I was like, oh, that's an interesting board game.
Yeah, it sounds, I wouldn't mind that. You know, in Japan, they've got like a huge thing for horse racing.
Have they?
Yeah, there's like loads of horse racing video games and stuff. Yeah, but they do have an obsession with horse racing. And I don't fully know why that is.
But then they've got an obsession with baseball as well.
Yeah, and I don't know why that is.
No.
It's interesting. It's one of the only countries I can think of which has, really likes like football and baseball. It's very strange. Soccer.
Yeah.
America. But that's what I mean. It was like they like soccer and baseball.
It's odd,
which, you know, even America, they like soccer.
No.
you know. So it's very interesting.
Yeah.
An eclectic taste of just...
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, sports. Not that I don't really care about sports. But, yeah. Anyway, sorry.
No. So question number two.
Yeah.
Dennis Fisher were a popular toy company in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
But Dennis Fisher himself, the man the company is named after...
Is a murderer.
Wow.
Has killed many people. No, I'm sorry, God, I don't know.
I think he's dead, so you can probably say that. It's not libel, but I'm not sure. But what children's toy game thing did he invent? Was it Meccano, the Pop-O-Matic dice, or Spirograph?
So annoying. Because I think I know this one.
Right.
But I can't... Like, I've heard it.
Mm.
I obviously know the name Dennis Fisher.
Yeah.
What were the three options again?
Meccano, Pop-O-Matic Dice, or Spirograph.
I'm going to say Spirograph.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Two for two!
Yeah, I thought so. Because I didn't think it was Meccano. What was the other one again?
The Pop-O-Matic Dice.
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, you
have. Oh, the pot. Oh, yeah. Like on frustration and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That'd be cool, though. Could you imagine being the guy that invented that? Have you seen... I keep getting adverts lately for the dice cards. So they're business card size. And you press the buttons on them and they do a number.
No.
But like, they've got their spinners. They're like old-fashioned dice cards. I wish I knew what they're
doing. Oh, yeah.
People listening might know what I'm talking about.
They sound amazing.
They are really cool. So like, you can get like ones for a D20 now.
Yeah.
And so you press the I think it's two buttons or it's one or something like that, and then you let go and it'll like stop at the wheel at like whatever numbers and stuff.
Wow.
And it's a business card sort of size.
That's really cool.
Very cool.
I like that.
Yeah, but it's an old tech. It's not like a new thing. It's just a sort of almost like rediscovered. Very cool. Sorry, go on.
That's okay. So Care Bears.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which company created them? American Greetings, Hallmark, or MGA?
Oh, okay. I see where you're going. Because were they a Mattel product? Oh, no, sorry, you can't say. Don't worry. That ruins the question.
All I would say is...
Because I'm pretty sure they were distributed to you by someone else, right?
Don't forget, Care Bears being created means that they can also be licensed to
other people. Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's what I mean. I was like, I wonder who licensed... Because I'm trying to remember, wasn't Hasbro, was it? Was it Mattel?
I want to say Mattel.
Mattel, because I don't think it was Hasbro, because they were busy with their pony stuff.
Mm.
So I don't feel... Not that you can't have more than one, you know, inverted commas girls.
Yeah.
But I just... You know, it was around the same time, wasn't it? So, what was the card one again?
Well, should I just read them all out?
Yeah, could you read them all out? Sorry.
American Greetings,
mm-hmm.
Hallmark, or MGA?
I'm going to go... Hang on. Have you got an answer, guys? I'm going to go with American Greetings.
Three for three.
Because that's a card company, isn't it?
Yes.
Because I believe... I've heard that the Care Bears were like originally on cards and stuff. There you go. Suddenly my trick... This is what I mean. If you don't theme it, I'm like, I'm all over the place. Yeah.
Okay, then. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm probably going to fail now.
So, number four.
Mm-hmm.
LOL Dolls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to fail. I know of them. Yes.
What does the LOL stand for?
Oh, for God's sake.
You ready?
Yeah.
Lil Outrageous Littlies.
Mm-hmm.
Latex Orthodoxide Luthinium.
Right.
Or Love Our Lives.
Mm-hmm. So everybody, at least you haven't been really cool and put laugh out loud.
No.
Because then I'll be like, oh my God's sake, maybe it is that. Okay. I don't want to make you say them all again. If I had the words in front of me, that would be easier, because I've immediately forgotten.
Oh, we might have to do that. We might have to
figure out. Say it again, please.
So, Lil Outrageous Littles,
mm-hmm.
Latex, Orthodoxide, Luthinium,
mm-hmm.
or Love Our Lives.
You got it, guys. I think this one is a straight-up guess. Because the second one seems absolutely ridiculous. But I'm also like, it could be that. Annoyingly, it could be that. But I'm going to go with Love Our Lives.
No, it's Lil Outrageous Littles.
Right. Okay.
Which that is a ridiculous name.
Yeah, that is. That is. But I was thinking it might have been that. And I just don't know. I think, yeah. Well, never mind, guys. I knew I was going to fail that one, though. That was a hard one.
I just loved the idea of just naming it after the chemicals in the plastic. And it's not the chemicals. They're just made up things.
Oh, right. Okay. I was wondering where that came from. Yeah, no.
Okay, number five. Mm-hmm. In World War II, mm-hmm. there was genuinely a G.I. Joe.
Yes, there was.
But what was G.I. Joe? Right.
Okay. Now, I know that. That's as far as my knowledge goes. Okay.
Was it a dog? Yeah. A bear? Or a pigeon?
Damn. I've heard this. I know this was a thing. You got it, guys. I'm going to say a bear.
It's a pigeon.
It is a pigeon. I knew it. I was like, oh, it's not a pigeon, is it? Because that seems like... Of course it was a pigeon. Bear? What would a bear do? I just thought that was so ridiculous. It's got to be a bear. Do you know what I mean? At a moment, I was like, yes.
Those army bears they had.
I don't know. I just thought, there's no way it's a bear. Let's try it. It felt like that. It felt like it was that kind of like moment where you're going to be like, it's a bear. And I'd be like, what? Yeah. No, of course it was a pigeon.
That's all right. You still got 3 out of 5.
Only 3 I'm getting by those things. All right.
I wouldn't. No, you probably get another one.
Yeah, one more maybe. Let's see.
So Polly Pocket has started to branch out into licensed sets. Mm-hmm. They've done a Monster High set and a Friends set. But who was the first Friends character to have an of the main cast to have an action figure?
Could you ask that question again, please? Just, you know, speak like into the mic, please.
So Polly Pocket is doing licensed sets. They've done Monster High and a Friends set. But who was the first of the main Friends cast to have an action figure made of them?
Thank you very much. Just want to make sure I got that right. Because last time you...
I did trick you, last time.
Alex screwed me over. Right. So it's obviously Matt LeBlanc.
Correct.
We're back in.
4 out of 6.
I realise if anyone's listening to this for the first time, they have no idea why we're laughing so much about Matt LeBlanc. Go back and listen to the other quizzes. Yeah, I'm not going to say anything else.
To be fair, though, you've got to go all the way back to the first one and then the second or third one.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. Cool.
Right. Question number 7. Mm-hmm. Which company first bought the rights to Scale X-Trick?
Oh.
Was it Hornby, Triang, or Corgi?
I've never heard of the second one. I've heard of the other two. So, anybody, people got an answer? Is it the second one?
It is the second one.
Right, that's probably why I heard of him. I don't. So my brother was really into Scalextrics, and I did play on him for a bit, but I didn't know.
Triang makes much like Hornby. They're like Hornby.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Because I knew from just looking at stuff myself. I've never heard Scalextrics and the words Scalextrics and Hornby, or what was the other one? What did you say? Tonka? Not Tonka.
Corgi.
Corgi. Never heard either of them. And I haven't heard Tonka either. I haven't heard any of those guys associated with Scalextrics. Yeah, I'd never heard of that other company. I did have a relationship with Scalextrics, but it was through my brother, so I didn't really play it often. Did you ever Scalextrics?
No, I never did.
I think it's... I'm never that... Weirdly enough, I was about to say I've really never been interested in toy cars. Mm. Yet my first word was car, which is weird.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is. But I think it's because I used to play toy cars when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But after that, I wasn't really that into cars. But my brother was super into cars.
Yeah.
So, and the Scalextrics is cool, though. Even I would admit they were cool.
Yeah.
Really stank, though, when you use them.
Oh, they did. And you used to have to keep pulling the little flappy bits down
underneath. I never understood how they worked.
Contacts.
When I was a kid. As an adult, I'll be like, yeah, it's just put that in there and that's done. But like as a kid, I could not understand it when I tried to use his. I couldn't get it to work. But Scale Electric is pretty cool.
So you're on 5.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but okay.
I think you've got a shot at this one as well.
Yeah, do you think?
Yeah.
All right.
Question number 8.
Gulp.
What does Tamagotchi mean?
Tamagotchi is just one of the... I know I'm pretty weeby. I know I'm a bit of a Japanophile, but I don't know... Go on.
Does it mean pet house, take animal, or egg watch?
Weirdly enough, I was watching a video about Digimon recently, and Digimon is made by... It's basically Tamagotchi for boys.
Oh, okay.
That was the premise behind it. Which is... Sorry, I'm stalling for time, but also...
No,
you want a nearly an hour-long episode, don't you, guys? So anyway, there's... So with Digimon and Pokemon, everyone goes on about how Digimon is a rip-off of Pokemon.
Yeah.
But it's one of those ideas, much like... Oh, I can't think of anything at the moment, but they happen at the same time.
Dennis the Menace.
That's another one.
Ants and a Bug's Life.
Yes, Ants and a Bug's Life. Well, Ants and a Bug's Life seems a bit suspicious to me. Don't think, because isn't that to do with, like, Kratzenberg? Is that Kratzenberg?
Katzenberg,
yeah. Sorry.
Possibly. There is a possibility.
Yeah, because wasn't he moving away from them at that point?
Well, he moved away in 94.
Right, oh, okay. So he's already...
He might have known a very early version of it,
sure.
But no one knows for sure.
But then why would he rip that off? I don't know. Why would you be like, oh, everything? But, yeah, those insect guys?
Or what's the one, Coco and Kubo and the Two Strings?
Yes. Yeah. That'd be the same.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things where it's just like, you know, no one's ripping off the other. It just sort of happened.
Yeah.
But one came out first, and that was just it. So, and Pokemon dominated everything, so that's why everyone associates Digimon as...
Yeah.
But Digimon, their original premise was like Tamagotchis. You've got those little Digivice things. I don't know what they're called, but I don't think they were Digivice. They were called something else. And you'd connect them together, and you could battle with them and stuff. But they were meant to be basically Tamagotchis for boys, inverted commas. And that's what they are. And then they thought, oh, we could do kind of what Pokemon's doing and try and do like trading cards and all this other stuff. But they, you know, didn't do as well. Because it wasn't built the same way as Pokemon.
Yeah.
So it's a completely different idea. It's just collectible monsters. So everyone's like, oh my god, same thing. But well, and also they were called Digimon, which is a terrible... I don't know why they called them Digimon. They could have called them something else.
It's digital monsters, isn't it?
I presume. But what I mean is, because you've got the... I don't know if it's a Japanese thing or something like that, but call them... No, because Pokemon, I don't know if... I think it's still called Pokemon in Japan. I don't know enough about this, so I can't say, but I think it's called Pokemon in Japan. But I know on the back of the Japanese card, it says Pocket Monsters. It doesn't say Pokemon.
Oh, anyway. Okay.
Yeah, different logo and everything. And I don't know if that's got... I don't know if that means that just that they're called that. I don't know. Anyway... Sorry, but what I was going to say, what I was getting at was, once I found that out, because I knew they were both Bandai, I was like, oh, wait, so they're Tamagotchis. And I didn't look any further than that. But really, I should have really looked into it. Tamagotchis were never my thing.
No.
I tried it when I was a kid. Did you have a Tamagotchi?
No.
No, I tried, and I was like, nah, I'm good. I got very bored very quickly. I think most kids did, but I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, what does it mean? What were the suggestions again? Sorry.
Pet house.
Mm-hmm.
Take animal,
or
egg watch.
I really hope it's okay. Have you got your answer, by the way, guys? I really hope it's pet house. So I'm gonna go with pet house.
No,
it's not. Is it?
It's egg watch.
It's egg watch. Okay,
yeah.
I did think, because
although there is some debate about the watch part, it might mean technically egg friend. It's either egg friend or egg watch.
I'm sure there's a way of finding out.
I think it's one of those things that it's a contraction that sounds like a Japanese word.
Oh, I see. Yeah. One of those kind of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get it. There's a lot of words where they're sort of like, almost like sort of like a word to represent the sound of something.
Yeah.
And they use that as a descriptive word. But I'm no expert. I'm just saying I do know of that. Yeah. Tamagotchi.
I might be about to blow your mind with this one, or it might be something you just kind of like, oh yeah.
Can I just say that Pet House is a great name?
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, well done. Pet House is great.
I suppose it's technically a bit like Animal House. Isn't it? I hadn't even thought that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this might blow your mind, or you might just go, yeah.
Okay, all right.
So, the Barcode Battler...
Yeah, I know all these.
...had a tie-in manga.
Right. I think I vaguely have heard of this, yes.
What was it called?
I don't know. Go on. I have no idea.
Barcode Fighter, mm-hmm. Barcode Wrestler,
yeah,
or Barcode Samurai.
So, I have to ask, is Barcode... Is it Barcode Battler? Is that what the toy's called?
Yeah.
Is that a Japanese toy then?
I don't know.
The only reason I ask is because there is a lot
Is it not? Is it Tomy?
Yeah. So, and that's a Japanese company.
Yeah.
So
is it Tomy? Hang on. I don't know. I'll look up and see if it's Tomy.
I'm curious because...
Yeah.
So there is Barcode Battler type things in Japan. There's a set I keep having my eye on eBay where it's Godzilla. And it's a Godzilla thing where you scan barcodes and that's how you fight.
Yeah, it's Tomy.
It is Tomy. Okay.
Yeah.
It was a Japanese thing then. Well, that makes sense then. It's probably like a tie-in manga to try and get kids to buy it then.
But I would just like to put out there, obviously one of those three I've given you is the answer. Why the hell don't just call it Barcode Battler?
That's why I was like looking at... Well, that's why I asked, is it Barcode Battler? Because it's like, why have you not...
I know.
Barcode Battler the manga makes more sense.
Yeah.
Very weird. Because now I'm doubting myself because I'm like, can't be Barcode Samurai. That just seems weird. It's cool. That's a cool idea. But like, why would you have it? You put yourself
you
in a box.
A barcode all the way down his sword.
Yeah, right. But that's really cool. But you've put yourself in a box.
Yes, you have.
You know, a barcode battler can be anything. It could be anything to do with barcodes fighting. You know, fighters with barcodes. But yeah, barcode wrestler or barcode samurai are sort of putting yourself in a box there. However. Barcode Fighter. Feels too obvious.
Sounded like I was so convinced you'd just talked yourself into that answer. And then you're like, no.
I think it's a guess. It's definitely a guess. Because I have heard that... I've vaguely heard the rumblings of a manga for Barcode Battler. But that's it. Do you know what I mean? I don't know anything about it. I don't know the title or anything. But then there was a bunch of toy lines that had, like, manga sort of, like, you know, little books or, like, chapters in, like, Shonen Jump and stuff just to try and get, like, kids to buy. You know, the usual stuff to get kids to buy stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I really don't know. You guys got an answer? Because if you have, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to say, it's obvious, I think I'm going to get it wrong. Is it Barcode Fighter?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I really talked myself out of that. You got me good, because I was like sitting there going, that's too obvious, isn't it? Why is it not called Barcode Battler?
I don't know. It makes no sense.
Why would you not? So the manga was called Barcode Fighter?
Yeah. Unless
it's a toy called Barcode Fighter in Japan. Maybe.
Hang on, let me have a look.
Maybe that's why. But surely
I would do a bit of research on the fly here.
The only reason I say that is because obviously Barcode Battler is really good alliteration here. Wait, is alliteration the right word I'm thinking of? Yeah. So that's really good here. But I suppose in Japan, if the word battle is a different, you know, spell, you know, is a completely different word, there is no alliteration kind of thing. I don't know. Or it could be just using English words anyway. It's probably just Barcode Battler. And they'll be like, why are you called? Alex,
as far as I can tell, it was called Barcode Battler in Japan.
Well, then why did you call it Barcode Fighter? That doesn't make any sense. It's almost like, did they go like, well, look, if the if the toy doesn't succeed, we can at least carry on with this manga and call it something else.
Yeah.
Except... No, you can't. That's so...
Well, no, apparently it was really popular in Japan, Barcode Battler.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I think I've seen online
different
toys that incorporate the barcode. Like I said, I found a Godzilla set that I've been thinking of putting the, pulling the trigger on. Yeah. Because I'm just like, why not? And it's sealed, but it's not been opened or anything. Oh, nice. So it'd be really cool to check. But I mean, it's also more tact, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah. Next question then.
So you're on 6.
Yeah, boy!
Can you make it 7 for your highest score ever?
Oh, my God. Would it be a record?
I think so.
Sweet. I doubt it very much, but okay.
Okay, question number 10. The humble Green Army Man has a video game series.
Yes.
How many separate entries are there in the video game series of Army Men?
Yeah.
Including the one spin-off. I'm including Christ. The one spin-off.
Oh my goodness. There was a lot, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
12?
God, there were so many.
17? Or 24?
That's really difficult. I've never played a single one. I just know it when I used to... Because they were mostly on PlayStation, I believe.
I think. Well, no, I always think of them on PC.
Oh, sure, yeah. I didn't look up, when I was a kid, I didn't look up PC games because I didn't necessarily have a PC that would be able to run them. And I remember my mum said, like, no, PC doesn't play games that you'd want to play on. But, sorry, doesn't run games that you'd want to play on because she'd have Solitaire and stuff like that. Or I'd have educational games on
them. Yeah. I've still got the CD for Army Men. It's like an outer space one.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I've still got the CD is that if you skip track one, it is the soundtrack for it. And it's like a proper 50s sci-fi style soundtrack.
That's cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
I don't know what... It's crazy how many they made. Because even if it is the minimum, that's still 12 games. And I don't think they haven't made any since. It's not like it's... It had a sort of era, didn't it? It had like a...
I believe the last one came out in 2017. And was a mobile game.
Oh, what? Oh, so they were doing more?
I believe it was 2017.
Oh, my goodness.
Hang on.
Okay, well, now I'm wondering whether it is the top number. Oh, it's...
Hang on, let me... I just want to...
Yeah, you know, I'm curious. Before you find out, let me answer, because obviously it can affect my answer if I find out, I think. Because now I'm thinking maybe I should go for the top number. But I'm not going to. I'm going to go for the middle.
Well, to throw you off...
Okay, go on.
The last one was in 2017.
Right.
There was a 7-year gap, though.
Right. I'm still going to go for the middle answer then. Guys, I hope you got you. I don't know if you answered before you answer, Alex.
So you're going for 17.
I'm going for 17.
24.
It was 24.
24.
Jeez. I knew that game had loads of games, but that's ridiculous.
So there isn't, as far as I'm aware, there isn't. Oh, I just went through on Wikipedia and counted.
Yeah, sure.
It's
sure.
not.
So we might be wrong, but, you know.
But, yeah. There is one that is a spin-off, which is bizarre.
Yeah, what was the spin-off? Is it like a go-kart thing or something like
no,
that?
No, because you wouldn't even think it. It's called Portal Runner.
Portal Runner?
Okay. It's a spin-off of the Army Men video game series focusing on a conflict between characters Vicky Grimm and Bridget Blue.
Okay.
And
does that mean anything to anyone?
There you go. Look, on the cover, you would have no clue.
No! No idea what that is. Look at Portal Runner, guys, on the PlayStation 2. Nope, don't know what that is. How's that relevant to Army Men? That's weird.
Yeah.
Okay. How many questions have I got left?
That's it.
Oh, that's it. So, oh, damn, I only got 6. Okay. Oh, okay. Well, that's 6 questions.
Answers. That's really good. Sorry, I'm just...
It's pretty, oh, sorry, he's getting distracted by Army Man.
No. That game had a controversy, the Portal Runner.
Oh, really? Well, might as well, while we're here, talk about it. Let's have a look. Let's hear about it.
So, the PS2 version gained notoriety when it was panned by GamePro.
Fair.
Probably then president of 3DO sent an angry email to John Rousseau, who was president of GamePro. The email was published on the internet in its entirety. In the email, Hawkins told that Rousseau that his customers were the advertisers, not the readers, and implied that the review should be written to keep the advertisers happy.
Oh my God. Wow.
Hawkins wrote, "There is something wrong with the reviewer, not with Portal Runner. If you would disagree with me, you should do so at your own peril. I should mention in passing that 3DO have been one of your largest advertisers. Effective immediately, we are going to have to cut back."
Wow. How did that guy not think that was dodge?
I know.
Him saying all that. And then, cool that they put it up publicly.
Yeah.
It's just like, that's gross bullying.
Because isn't it?
Don't make a terrible game then, how about that?
Yeah. It looks like a terrible game, I'll put that out there.
Yeah, but we haven't played it, so we can't see.
No.
But it doesn't look good. And I mean,
it wouldn't be as good as this quiz.
No, this quiz was fun. Thank you, Alex.
That might still be your highest score. I'm not
sure. Probably, I don't know. Who's keeping count?
No one. We just do it for fun.
Yeah. I'm going to say yes. It is my highest. So there.
Nice.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Alex.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Yeah. Where can we find you on the internet, Alex?
You can find me on Twitter at Dummy Crashed.
Yes, you can.
You can also follow the podcast on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all those places.
Mm-hmm.
Please like, subscribe, review, send us a message, anything.
Yeah, do it.
We are fans of Contact, that sounds. Not the film.
There's a film, Contact?
Yeah, Jodie Foster.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where can people find you online, Ben?
You can find me as Benicillin, which is spelled B-N-E-C-I-L-I-N, on Instagram and on X, but I don't use it. Don't use that. Don't care. So you can find me on Instagram. I am a cartoonist, so you can check out all my work and stuff over there. I also stream Ben Allen Inc. That's Inc. with a K on YouTube and on Twitch every Monday at 7:30 PM GMT, where I do drawing streams as well. So yeah, come check me out. And if you want to just look at the toys and stuff I've been buying and just cool stuff, then it's Benicillin_light is the name of my Instagram account. I think that's it.
Well, should we mention we have a Patreon?
Yes, we should. Yeah, we're still working on doing some stuff for Patreon. However, in the meantime, if you feel that kind, then you can support the show from as little as £1.
But you don't have to. We're going to keep doing the show no matter what.
Yeah, the show will be free. Yeah. It's just that we want to do something, obviously, for the people that have been supporting us. And we've already got some people, so thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
We will do some cool stuff on there.
We will.
Just for you guys. So, yeah, we just need to work out what that's going to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, find the time to do it. This has kind of been a bit of a slapdash episode, to be honest, because I am very busy at the moment. So, hopefully, it'll come out on time when I edit it. So.
But thank you for all your hard work, though, Ben.
Thank you. Thank you for your hard work. Yeah. You wrote that quiz in about, like, 10 minutes, because I asked you, like, I think we're going to do a quiz. You know. Cool. Well, I guess we'll see you in 2 weeks' time then.
See you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Figures and vehicles each sold separately, batteries not included.